Today is Lagba Omer, so many people will be getting a haircut today, or if they haven't been shaving for the duration of Sfira, they'll be shaving off their beard or their stubble. So what I want to speak about today a little bit is some of the halachot of shaving. It's a very big sugya. We can't cover it in its entirety, but at least want to talk about some of the fundamentals. So there's a pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim that we read a couple of weeks ago. Lo tashchit et pa'at zekanecha. You're not allowed to destroy the corners of your beard. And there's also a pasuk in Parashat Emor that we read last week, pa'at zekanam lo yigalechu, which talks about not shaving the corners of the beard. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and in the Rishonim and the Achronim as how we define the corners of the beard. That's not what I'm going to discuss today, but I'm going to discuss what it means to shave or destroy. So the Gemara in Masechet Makot in the third parak, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, says that it's only prohibited to shave with a ta'ar, with a razor, but if one's using misparaim, if one's using scissors, then it's permissible, because scissors don't shave or destroy the hairs of the beard. It's only with the razor that that happens. The Gemara in Masechet Nazir, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, says that a Nazir is prohibited to cut their hair. As we know, that's one of the rules of a Nazir. And they're prohibited to cut their hair with misparayim ke'ein ta'ar, with scissors that cut as closely as a razor does. So that's as far as a Nazir is concerned. But what about anybody else? The Gemara doesn't discuss whether a person who's not a Nazir is allowed to shave their face, provided it's not with a tar, with it's not with a razor. Are they allowed to use misparayim ke'ein tar, scissors that cut very, very closely? So there's a machloket in the Rishonim. The Rosh in Masechet Makot Perek Gimel and the Tur in Yoredeh Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, they say that misparayim ke'ein ta'ar is not a problem, and a very close shave, so long as it's with scissors or something which is achieving a scissor action, which is the whole question with electric shavers. But if we assume that electric shavers cut with a scissor action, then even though it gives a very close shave, it's not going to be a problem. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, Se'if Yud, with something that gives a scissor motion, then it's permitted even if it cuts as closely as a razor. And the Beit Yosef understands that that's what the Rambam means in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Peret Yud Bet, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. So many Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, and many Achronim, paskening accordingly, that misparayim ke'ein tar is permitted. However, the Sefer HaChinuch in Siman Resh Nun Bet cites the Rambam and says that misparayim ke'ein tar is prohibited, because the Rambam says v'im gilach b'misparayim patur, that if you shave closely with scissors, then patur, you're exempt. Exempt means, okay, you don't get a punishment for it, but not that it's permissible. And there are some achronim who subscribe to the view of the Sefer HaChinuch. Most Achronim don't, particularly because the Beit Yosef and other poskim, including the Minchat Chinuch, explain that the Rambam actually holds that misparayim ke'ein tar is permitted. So not that the Rambam is also paskening, not like the Torah and the Rosh, but even the Rambam holds that misparayim ke'ein tar is permitted. Now the question is, what exactly do we mean by misparayim ke'ein tar? That you're using scissors and getting a close shave like with a razor. So Rashi and Tosot in Masechet Nazir and lots of Achronim, including the Shach and the Chochmat Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they all hold that misparayim ke'ein tar literally means that you're using a scissor-like action to shave, and it's giving you as close a shave as a razor would. And that's what it means. A very close shave is absolutely fine. However, the Rivan in Masechet Makot and the Nimuke Yosef also there, they hold that a little bit of stubble needs to remain. You can't have a shave, even with scissors, that's as close as you would get with a razor. And there are some Achronim, notably the Chafetz Chaim in his Likutei Halachot, on Masechet Makot, as well as the Chazon Ish and Rav Eliashiv and Rav Vozna. They hold that, in actual fact, that's the halacha, that you need to have a small amount of stubble remaining. And then there's a matloket in the poskim exactly how much stubble it needs to be. Does it just need to be something that if you pass your hand over your face, you can feel a little bit of something, which you can't with a very, very close shave? Or is it that the hairs need to be long enough that you could even bend them over? So that's a point of machloket. And all this will inform the discussion about electric shavers, which are generally regarded as being misparayim ke'entar. They shave with a scissor motion rather than acting as a razor. That's, as I say, a shear in its own right. But bottom line is machloket in the Rishonim as to whether or not misparayim ke'entar is permitted. Most Rishonim hold that it is. And then a machloket in the Achronim, as to Rishonim and Achronim for that matter, as to how much stubble needs to be left over. And many, many poskim hold that in actual fact no stubble whatsoever needs to be left over. Ad kan.